good morning, handsome young men. And I hope that Ruthie and maybe Jesse are listening online and any other young people listening. So this message is for the young and the young at heart. And I'm going to quiz us. I'm going to give us a little quiz on our Advent wreath and our Advent candles. So Advent means arrival or coming. And we're waiting for the arrival of baby Jesus, right? Christmas Day is baby Jesus' birthday. So we're waiting for Jesus to come. And if we remember, first of all, our wreath is a circle, and that stands for eternal life, no beginning and no end. And that's what we have in God. And when we have God in our hearts, we have eternal life when we go to live with him in heaven. So that's the representation of the circle. Now, the green on our wreath is an evergreen, just like our Christmas trees. And that also means continuous life. Because if you look at the pine trees in the summertime, they're still green. If you look at the pine trees in the wintertime, they're still green. So they are evergreen. They have continuous life. Okay, so the Advent wreath and the candles started. They came to the United States back in the 1920s, is what my research said. So about 100 years ago. They started before that, but they just came to the United States then. And they helped children mostly to count down to Christmas. I don't know about you, but I still love to count down to Christmas. This is my favorite time of year. So we have four candles around the outside. Those represent the Sundays before Christmas Day. And what color are three of those candles?
Blue.
They are blue in some churches, you're right. Ours are more purple, but they are blue in some churches. And I didn't know this, but I thought the purple stood for royalty. But actually, the purple stands for prayer and repentance. And some people actually fast during Advent, and they give up food sometimes so that they can pray more. So I didn't realize that. Let's see. So we have three purple candles, and we have one other candle, not the big one in the middle. What color is the other one?
Purple.
The one, this one right here. Like a pink. Sort of like a pink. It could be a violet too. I could see that. But that is a pink candle here, and that represents joy, the color of joy. And the purple candles, while they help us to pray and repent, the pink reminds us of the celebration that's coming. So joy, that's my favorite candle, the pink candle. And the big one in the middle, what color is that?
White.
Definitely white. That is the Christ candle. That's what we're counting down to. We're counting down to Christ and his birthday on Christmas Day. So I didn't remember all of that symbolism, and I thought it was a good reminder for us today. So let me tell you, I'm not going to give all the other Sundays away, but today we just lit the hope candle, and the prophets told us that a Messiah was coming, so the people back in the day were hopeful that the prophets were right. So there's the hope candle. Next week we'll light the peace candle, followed by joy, love, and Christ. So, and I think those are all gifts that God gives us as well. Hope, peace, joy, and love. Let's have a little prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this reminder, this symbolism of your eternal life within us and the gifts that you give us during this Advent season and always. Please help us to be mindful and to keep our eyes open and our ears open to see and hear all that you're doing within us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.